Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation. You want to be part of the conversation, right? You want to be part of the solution. As I like to say, part of the conversation. Get informed. You know, don't just engage without having information. Seriously. Don't run into a gunfight with, you know, no ammunition. Anyhow, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen to live, take the ball. Give us a call, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time you spent with us. Look, Tom Del Vaccaro is going to join us after the first break. And this impeachment stuff's making me nuts. Even though we're talking about it every night, I got it. But what's bothering the most is, and Jay Sekulow, I got to give him credit, man. He is the kind of fighter you want next to you. You want right alongside you when you're fighting. At least I do. Because he's not taking anything from them. He's handing it back to them on a regular basis. He's showing them what hypocrites they are, how dishonest they're being. So last night, I was a tad unnerved by the guest that we had on who said that he really thought, now, Bloomberg, there is no way that Bloomberg can take the presidency. He is so out of touch with reality, so out of touch with people. I'm just surprised he can function on a daily basis. But I got to tell you, you got to hear what this man has to say about you, what he thinks about you. You know, what you saw Don Lemon do yesterday on CNN or the other day on CNN, it's just the tip of the iceberg. They see us as lower class citizens. We're not even second class citizens. We're third and fourth class citizens of the Democrats. Because we hold on to our, what is it, guns and Bible, right? Guns, God, and Bible. Just amazing. Take a listen. This is our billionaire buddy who thinks we can manipulate the lower class through, you know, taxing. Because that's what we want, more taxes. You know, it always helps, too, when you hit the volume. God, just kill me.
The problem is in people that don't have a lot of money. And
let's do it the right way.
People say, well, taxes are regressive, but in this case, yes, they are. That's the good thing about them, because the problem is in people that don't have a lot of money, and so higher taxes should have a bigger...
The problem is with people who don't have a lot of money. He's talking about you, me, and when I say a lot of money, I mean, it's a relative term, I get it, but think about what he's saying here. You can't be good. He can't fix you unless he can tax you. Sick man. At least I think he is. Hey, come on. What are you doing? That's why I hate doing this.
Impact on their behavior and how they deal with themselves. So I listen to people saying, oh, we don't want to tax the poor. Well, we want the poor to live longer so that they can get an education and enjoy life. And...
So that happens by taxing. Are you hearing this? The way, listen, we've been doing this all wrong, apparently. The way you live longer, the way you do better, the way you are happier is for Bloomberg. You got to vote him in as president. He's going to raise your taxes. He's going to raise your taxes and make you happier. Because he's going to tell you what to eat, too.
That's why you do want to do exactly what a lot of people say you don't want to do. The question is, do you want to pander to those people or do you want to get them to live longer? And there's just no question. If you raise taxes on full sugary drinks, for example, they will drink less. And there's just no question that full sugar drinks are one of the major contributors to obesity. And obesity is one of the major contributors to heart disease and cancer and a variety of other things.
Right. So you'll keep them from going to, I don't know, McDonald's, Burger King or what have you. Remember, you did all these things in New York. You had calorie numbers put up on the food. Nobody cared. McDonald's is doing great. Burger King's doing, you didn't stop anybody from doing. And then the wisest decision you made was you couldn't buy anything bigger than 16 ounces because, God forbid, nobody would ever buy two 16-ounce drinks, right?
So it's like saying I don't want to stop using coal because coal miners will go out of work. Well, we'll lose their jobs. We have a lot of soldiers in the United States, in the U.S. Army, but we don't want to go start a war just to give them something to do. And that's exactly what you're saying when you say, well, it's...
I'm sorry. I got to... Really? That's the best he could do for an example? We have people that want to be soldiers that are soldiers, so we need to stop... We need to go start another war to keep... Soldiers aren't just used for war. Soldiers are a deterrent. They don't just do, it's not all of this guy, it just makes me nuts. They are feeding people in other countries. They are rendering aid. When we have earthquakes and such, they go out to go to help. There's a lot more going on in the military than simply killing people. That's what I'm saying. The guy is out of touch with life and reality.
Keep coal killing people because we don't want coal miners to lose their jobs. The truth of the matter is there aren't very many coal miners left anyways, and we can find other things for them to do. But the comparison is a life or a job, or taxes or life. Which do you want to do? Take your poison. So it's...
Wow. I got nothing. So again, it's good to tax people because then they'll have less money. They won't be able to buy as many sugary drinks. And I guess that fixes everything. Unreal. And they're smarter than us. Did you know that? This proves that they're smart. Just ask them. They'll tell you. See, they think down on you. They don't have any respect for you. They don't care about you. They care about getting their point across, and that's it. Join the senior host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me after the break. You're going to like it. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I know you've got about 3,000 other shows you can tune into. You've chosen this one, and I really appreciate it very much. All right, here's a guy I don't have on that much anymore. You know, I mean, he is, and I mean this in a positive way, he is all over the place. You see him on Fox News, and he's got some great articles out there you can find on Fox as well as Political Vanguard. Tom Del Beccaro joins me, and he's the author of The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and The Keys to America's Reconciliation. You still believe we can reconcile, Tom? Seriously?
I think there are things that can be done by a wise politician to bridge some of the gap. But mathematically speaking, the more government does, the more it decides, the more it divides. And if you keep giving government more power, you are inviting more division. You're part of the problem, not the solution.
Well, there's a lot I want to get through with you tonight, but one of the things that very, very evident, and you and I already know this, and many that do what we do know it as well. I was watching Nancy Pelosi when she came out, and between her and Schumer, but now she's pushing the narrative that if we don't have witnesses, not only is it not a trial, but if they acquit him, it's not really an acquittal. So she's gone from telling the Senate how they're going to handle the trial, to telling them how the processes are going to put in place, and telling them if they don't have witnesses, well, he's really not acquitted. I mean, she really believes herself to be head poobah, doesn't she?
Look, I think what this is the whole thing's been a political ploy all along, and they're pushing to their target audience, and it's reinforced by their target media, and they're not seriously called on it. Certainly not. It doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong, because it reinforces their media. And so that's what you have here. I honestly think the Democrats all along, but let me ask you a question, yes or no, all right?
Go ahead.
Yes or no, do you think the Democrats needed an investigation, or do you think they just would have impeached without it if they could, right? You would agree they would, right?
They would have impeached in a heartbeat. They would have peace without, yeah.
Okay, so there's my point. I think the Democrats did a fig leaf investigation. It was irrelevant what they found because they were going to impeach. And then, after impeaching, doing that slipshod half thing, they would send it over there, knowing their strategy in their mind is to say, if you don't go for more, you're part of the cover-up. That was their ploy all along.
Right.
Either go with us or you're covering up. So they rush the impeachment, doesn't matter what the facts show. They get it done, and then they set the Republicans up, and then you have unserious people like Mitt Romney who's going to kowtow to them.
Mitt Romney's always been like that, though. I look at them when I have people complain about him. I say, where has he changed? Didn't you see this man run for president? Where has he changed? Who ever thought for a second he was on our side, if you would, at all, in any way? I truly believe he would vote to impeach this president if he had something. He's looking for something to grab onto. That's what I believe, anyway.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, look, he wants to be president, so he wants to hurt anybody who's running for president.
So
it's not a very difficult concept.
One of the comments in your bios, you know, I love that word reconciliation, right? Keys to America's reconciliation. When you look over the last few days, Tom, at the way the left, you know, calling Alan Dershowitz, many just say he was an embarrassment. He's an embarrassment to the law industry, if you would, with what he's doing there on the floor. He's one of the most respected men in the legal world. And the right...
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm watching these Democrats. They're literally absurd. Their attorneys are nothing but prostitutes on a good day. They're literally arguing that the president, that their, if you take them at full extent, their argument is the president has to be free of political motive when he acts, or he's impeachable. Because he can't have mixed motives. He has to have only pure motives. Do they have pure motives right now? Number one.
Okay.
Number two, all politicians are doing things that they think is best for their party almost all the time. Yes, there are some, George Washington, who did things largely for the benefit of the country. There are presidents, all presidents at one time or another do things largely for the benefit of the country. But if we're going to remove politics from politics, it's absurd. So their notion is that because Trump acted in a way that it
would benefit himself, he is therefore guilty. Every politician does that. So to adopt their standard is to say no one can, everybody should be impeached. It's insane. And then I got to listen to Adam Schiff, who's a joke. Adam Schiff gets on TV tonight and says, we don't need to do anything regarding the Biden, because here's why the Bidens are innocent. So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You're making factual assertions as to why they're innocent, and you're concluding they're innocent, even though you've lied for 3 years. You're concluding they're innocent, and we're not allowed to challenge it because you say they're innocent. It's absurd.
But it follows the narrative that there's so much smarter. Yeah, but it follows the narrative that they're so much smarter than we are. They know better than we do. All right, and they're going to dictate, as Nancy started to do, they're going to dictate to us how things are going down because that makes it better for us. It'll be, you'll be much better, Tom, if you just let them rule over us. Don't you know that?
I mean, just the constant sophistry, and I'm upset that the attorneys, you know, look, sometimes I like the job the president's people are doing. Sometimes I just can't believe they don't, you know, put the hammer down and finish the thought. The Constitution, if in fact we go to a system where they can do a ram job on the House side and then put it to the Senate, then yes, that's not constitutional, but it invites quick impeachment.
You got to hold. You know how this works. Hard break. Got to hold on to that. I got a lot more I want to get to with you. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Tom Del Vaccaro is going nowhere. He'll be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're working with them very closely on the coronavirus.
President Trump at a red, white, and blue COG Keep America Great rally in Des Moines, Iowa, telling the crowd the U.S. working very closely with China to control the coronavirus outbreak.
We only have 5 people. Hopefully everything's going to be great. They have somewhat of a problem, but hopefully it's all going to be great. But we're working with China, just so you know, and other countries very, very closely so it doesn't get out of hand.
There are 5 confirmed cases of coronavirus here in the U.S., and close scrutiny of passengers on an enormous Costa cruise ship in Italy fears 2 people on board may have come down with the coronavirus, but the health ministry in Italy claims tests show they do not have it. Around 6,000 people on board this ship, the cruise line run by Miami-based Carnival. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, you couple of nitwits.
Back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, if you can't get the show, if you're stuck behind your computer, we have apps that you can get. You can get them from the iPhone App Store or the Google App Store, whatever it's called. Pull it down on your phone. You can listen to the show anywhere. Pump it through the car. And, you know, get involved, get engaged, and get informed. Don't. I say this to you all the time, but some of you are still doing it to me when you send me stories. Do not just spew the party line. You make me nuts. Be able to back it up, but it's not a far drive. Anyway, Tom Del Beccaro joins me, as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his time with me. You can see him on, you know, Fox News, and he is written on Fox as well. He's also an author. He's written The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and The Keys to America's Reconciliation. You're much more an optimist than I am, Tom.
Look, in the book, and people can get to The Divided Era on Amazon, I talk about JFK took over in a divided period, and so did Reagan, and I talk about how they were able to rise above that division for their period of time. And, you know, that's what Chapter 10 of the book is about, and I hope people will buy the book and they can see how this comes off.
You know, and that's what I keep telling them. You have to get informed, and you know, we'll put a link to your book up on the website later on, but the reality is, yes, people, you have to read. You know, maybe we get Tom to do an audio version of the book somewhere down the road, but, you know, more and more people want to be talked to, which is really interesting. Anyway, but isn't it interesting how we went from, we were talking about this during the break, we went from almost 3 years of the word Russia was spoken on every major media station constantly to everything now rides on a conversation that was had back in July, and everybody who was involved in that conversation, when they gave full testimony, when you look at the full testimony out of Congress, every one of them said Trump never said that it was a quid pro quo and they couldn't have the money until they took down Biden. It's amazing. Seriously.
Look, the greater thing is this notion that Joe Biden's a meme. You can't even look at him. Oh, it's been debunked. By who? No one. So.
But they buy that. Rank and file on the left buys. Well, Schiff said it's been debunked, so it must have been debunked. When? Where? Where was the investigation? Who did it? Right? They don't care. They don't ask those questions. Schiff was just saying before this whole thing with Bolton came out, and you got to tell me how you feel about that. We don't need witnesses. This is slam dunk. This is done. We have the evidence. We don't need witnesses. All of a sudden, we need witnesses, or it's not a real trial.
They don't need witnesses. No, they don't need witnesses. They need the issue. It's like immigration. They don't want to solve it. They want the issue.
It's just not real. Makes me nuts. Where does this go? So tomorrow, we're going to have a vote. Are they going to vote to bring in witnesses?
No. They're going to vote on it, but it's not going to happen.
Right. Oh, you think we'll squeak?
The trial's going to end by Saturday.
And then what? These guys are going to be screaming from the rooftops that this was a rigged...
Then they're going to have...
Go ahead.
Then they're going to have to come to grips with the fact that people are going to actually listen to their candidates.
Wow.
Which is scary for them. Candidates have gone off the deep end.
Yeah, but are they really listening to these guys? Look at the numbers that Biden and Sanders. My God, why isn't he number five, for God's sakes? And
who?
Bernie Sanders. He should be down at number... Listen to him. I'm going to double our debt. My God. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
March 17th of last year on Fox, I was the first in the nation to analyze all the reasons that Bernie Sanders can win this sort of thing. And it's pretty simple. The Democrat Party, the largest bloc in the Democrat Party are socialists. And if it wasn't for Elizabeth Warren getting in his way, he'd be running away with this thing. And he's got a great shot to win Iowa. He's got a great shot to win New Hampshire. He caught Biden in Nevada. And he's up 26-15 over Biden in California. By the end of Super Tuesday, he's going to have the most delegates.
Wow. What do you think about Bloomberg? He is spending all kinds of money. He's virtually getting no traction. But he's kind of hanging back and he's waiting for Super Tuesday. Does he get anything out of this?
His entire play is believing that it's going to be a brokered convention. Because he's not in a position to win enough delegates to get it outright. So he wants to further balkanize the party, and in doing that, he prevents anyone else from getting majority. And then he shows up at the convention on July 13th, watches the first ballot, gets some delegates, mm-hmm. And then when nobody gets it on the first ballot and is thrown open to a brokered convention where the party brokers decide who's going to be the nominee, he sits there and goes, you know what? I'm not even going to raise money. Don't even tell people to give me money. I'll spend $10 billion winning the presidency. You raise all your money to take the House and the Senate. That's my deal for you. It's not a bad plan. I mean, he's a jerk. I don't think it'll work. But he's going to, that's his plan.
No, I played a clip of him before you came on, basically talking how we have to tax the poor. We have to make sure the poor don't get any money because they're going to hurt themselves with too much money. They'll buy too many sugary drinks, they'll buy wrong food, they won't live the right lifestyle. I'm going, my God, you people on the left, if you're listening to this guy, I mean, you don't get any more, you're going to have a nanny country, not a nanny state. There'll be so many things you won't be able to do because of him. This is more government. This is more mommy and daddy telling you what to do the closer they get to taking over, right?
Yeah, look, Gavin Newsom calls Trump acting like a dictator, yet Gavin Newsom repeatedly overrides the law.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Bloomberg would make Gavin Newsom look like an amateur. So, I mean, they never stopped. So, Michael Bloomberg should be nowhere near power. Your listeners should know that when Michael Bloomberg was approached by a female employee, Anna, and told him about her pregnancy, he said, kill it. Those are his words.
Whoa.
Quote, kill it, end quote. That's who he is. And Shelton really doesn't give a damn about workers because that the Bloomberg building, all of the makeup artists, all of the food service, and all of the security, he refuses to make them employees because he doesn't want to have to pay for their health care. He's a fraud, but he's got a lot of money.
Well, he looks like one of those. He just looks like he's always looking down his nose at you. He's looking at you with disdain and devaluing you. Okay, real quick, couple things. Abortion. Usually people say stay away from it, not a big deal. This is going to be a big deal in this race, don't you think?
I think the Democrats are so far off the reservation on this issue now that it's very possible that, you know, this notion that, I mean, Mayor Pete won't even respond whether or not he supports infanticide, right? Because he does, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're so far left on this that it's possible that it could have a significant damage to them in this particular race. Look, Trump's the most conservative president in I don't even know how long.
And many were worried about him not being conservative enough. I think it's hilarious. Yeah?
Yeah, so I think they are so far left that it's very possible that they're going to hurt themselves on a variety of issues.
Yeah.
They're going to hurt... I mean, let's talk about the Super Bowl. He's going to run a gun ad during the Super Bowl? Is he so stupid that he doesn't know most football players believe in the Second Amendment?
My God. I forgot. I had heard about that. I forgot about it. Oh, my God. That's great.
About that. Know your audience.
Out of touch. Totally out of touch. Matter of fact, he should run those kind of commercials at the next NASCAR, Nationals. Great for him. Perfect. Hey, Tom, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time, man.
All right, boss.
All right. Have a great day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, really, really, truly just being part of the solution. I need you to be part of the solution. No, really, we don't realize how important it is. In a lot of ways, we don't realize how important it is for you to get involved, get engaged, and not just, as I was saying before, not just spew the party line. Because everybody does that. I realize that everybody from their own parties do it, and it's a cool thing to do because at least you're in line with the... Don't be in line with the party. You don't always have to be in line with our party. I mean, can you imagine if the Democrats, if every one of them was in line with this woman? Take a listen. You're going to love this. This is, well, maybe if it works. Anytime you're ready, there you go.
The subpoenas that I have issued that's gone through the lower courts are now going to be heard at the Supreme Court in March. We will not stop. Whether or not that leads to another impeachment activity, I don't know. But I know we must continue with the work that our constituents have elected us to come to Congress to do.
You know, I gotta love the woman. I mean, she's like a dog with a bone, isn't she? She ain't letting go. And apparently, all her people, when they voted for her, they didn't vote for her to clean up her district. Her district is a pigsty, okay? She's not brought any new jobs to that area. She's not brought any real growth to the area of California that she belongs to. Never talks about the homeless issue. Never talks about cleaning up. Apparently, her constituency sent her to D.C. to do one thing and one thing only, and that is impeach 45.
The subpoenas that I have issued that's gone through the lower courts are now going to be heard at the Supreme Court in March. We will not stop. Whether or not that leads to another impeachment activity, I don't know. But
yes, you do. You guys have already said that you're going to do this over and over and over again. Representative Green came out and he says, look, there's nothing in the Constitution that says or restricts us from impeaching a president more than once. There's no number of times in which we can impeach a president. What does that tell you? What do they want to do? What's the only thing? I mean, seriously, what's the only thing on their mind at this point? They've got to get rid of this guy before the election. And I don't know why, I really do, but I don't know why they're so afraid of him getting elected again. They've said it. Nancy said it. If we don't stop him, he'll probably get elected again. Of course he will. Because he's not a bad president. You may not like the way he talks. You may not like the way he says things. But he's not a bad president. CNN anchor John King will be looking for a new job here shortly, I'm sure. He came out on his show, and he says, hey, Republicans are making a legitimate argument. Think about that. Talk about hanging yourself. So CNN anchor John King defended Republicans on Thursday, arguing that they made a legitimate point, asking why the intelligence community whistleblower who brought the complaint that prompted Trump's impeachment hadn't been questioned. You're asking the Congress, the Senate now, to remove the president of the United States, King said. It's a legitimate point for the president's team and Republicans to say, shouldn't we get the origin of this? Shouldn't we know what somebody said? What they saw, what they didn't see? We're going to clear this up in the next hour. His comments came after Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky tried to ask a question that mentioned the name of a person reported to be the whistleblower. Now, Chief Justice John Roberts shut down the question. He wouldn't allow it to be answered, or allow it to be asked, really. Now, Fox News hasn't confirmed the name of the whistleblower. King said that he wouldn't help Paul air his grievances over the issue, but proposed certain questions for Democrats. I mean, there's nothing wrong with asking the questions. They want to ask the questions. Why can't we? They seem to have a problem with this. Again, he went on to say, Republicans make a good point. The whistleblower started all of this. Why hasn't the whistleblower been questioned? Shouldn't the House Democrats have found a secure way to do that? I mean, it's a legitimate point to ask. You can't just ignore it. You can't just blow it off. But they do. They do that with everything. You bring up Biden, no matter who you bring up. And you could tell, if you weren't looking at the TV, and you didn't hear who was asking the question, you knew exactly what side of the aisle they were from, just by the tone of the question and what it was asking. So not a very impartial hearing, if you would. Is allowing the whistleblower in a public setting the way to make your point? I think we could have a conversation about that. The Democrats' argument that it's that just about everything the whistleblower alleged has been proven, so we don't need him. Well, if we don't need him, the one who started the whole thing, why do we need the other ones? Why do you need Bolton? Who was all lovey-dovey with the president? Until you got fired. Funny how that switches. When Trump loves someone, when Trump wants someone to be in a position, the Dems are totally against it. When Trump doesn't want somebody in a position, the Dems will come to their rescue. What does that tell you? Chief Justice, who plays the rare role of fielding questions during the impeachment trial, he had communicated through his staff to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's office that he did not want to read the whistleblower's name. That, now, that's according to a Republican unauthorized to discuss private conversations. Senators faced 8 hours on the final questions. Right. Now, tomorrow, they're going to vote on whether they have witnesses or not. I'd love to find out who you guys think will jump ship. And I don't know if you can say Romney jumped ship. He's already there. He's been there, and he's already been on the cruise. You know what I'm saying? I don't see him. Forget about being a Trump supporter, because I'm tired of hearing that. I don't see him as a Republican supporter at all. And if you do, there's something wrong with you. Really, when has he ever been on our side? When has he ever really cared about what we thought? So, Sheriff, there you go. Sheriff Joe Arpaio today, or yesterday I think it was, he had an event. You know, he's running again. He had an event, and it was disrupted by Antifa. Now, if he was sheriff, I don't know. I don't think that would have ever happened. But Arizona State University conservative campus group called College Republicans United says its event with Sheriff Joe Arpaio was disrupted by Antifa supporters, one of whom the group alleged drew a knife. At that point, the university has since said there were no reports of anyone wielding a knife. Well, none that they're willing to release. On 129, the group invited Sheriff Joe Arpaio to speak to the members and the greater ASU community about his long career in law enforcement, his election campaign. A Facebook post from a group reads, "As usual, our meeting was disrupted by Antifa. One of them drew a knife on our supporters. Unlike the past, however, ASU PD did intervene. As far as we're aware, no arrests were made." But, you know, again, why are you letting them that close? Yes, they have a right to express themselves. But like everywhere else, move them across the street. Move them across the walkway. Why do you let them do this? They went on to say, "In my opinion, megaphones, blowhorns, other devices designed to disrupt the educational process should be illegal on campus. Knives, which are already illegal, should have led to an automatic arrest." I agree. Until these people have to pay for their crimes, truly, until they have to spend some money out of pocket to defend themselves, this is not going to change. And it's on a college campus. Who do you think runs these things? And Antifa, when you see them, would you tell them I said that they're just a bunch of cowards? They think they're so tough. You know, they're walking around with those masks and the backpacks that they have on, covering their faces. Everything they could do to get up on time to get out of their mom's basement and put on the clothes that their mom probably washed while they went upstairs to eat a meal their mom probably made for them. You know, when they talk about anti-fascism, they have no idea what fascism truly is all about. Maybe they should take a history class. Because the true fascist, in the purest form of the word, the true fascists are the left, is Antifa. The thing they say they want to fight the most is the thing that they promote the most. And somebody has to teach these kids. You parents, you know what your kids are doing. You know exactly where they're going and what they're up to. If some of your kids are involved in this stuff, talk with them. Nothing's going to stop them. But my God, at least get them to think. Joe Arpaio. Right? And one time, just called America Sheriff, if you would. The difference in the change that he made in keeping crime down. I've never understood that. I've never understood, because you don't like how something works, and it keeps crime down, that you're willing to let, like they've done in New York City, like you guys in New York have done with de Blasio, allowing him basically to run the place into the ground, and probably would vote for him again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming up, yes, we're going to play the clips. We're going to play the sound of all those pieces of information and evidence you did not hear today from the Democrats. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.